Wake up.
Good morning.
Hey, I know it's Sunday, but you got to get up anyway.
Yeah, let's eat some food.
Yeah, it's raining. Let's put our boots on. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's the Phantom Family Podcast.
Why, hello there, friends. I am Tori Phantom here with my husband, Jimothy.
Hey, I'm Jimothy.
It's true, you are, and you, our friends, are listening to the Phantom Family Podcast.
Yes, welcome to the Phantom Family Podcast.
Welcome, Phantom Family.
That's welcome. What, you're like my little cousin.
You're our family.
You're my little cousin. I'm going to chokeslam you on the bed and probably make you cry because, well, that's what you do to little cousins, right?
And then you're going to go tell their mom, and then you're going to get in trouble.
I feel like you were the little cousin that probably got picked on most.
Oh, absolutely. I was the youngest in the family.
Yeah.
I would and my brother was my brother, so like it wasn't even the cousins picking on me. It was mainly my big brother.
You were a small family member who just got just ravaged constantly.
Always. I was
the boniest little punching bag.
I don't think I wasn't bony as a kid.
I wasn't either. I used to be fat as a kid. I still am, but I used to be too.
What does your shirt say today?
My shirt today says Sad Bod.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it.
It's like Dad Bod.
He even moved his beard to show you.
But it's sad. It's just the truth.
I think it's happy. It makes me happy.
It makes me
quite snuggly.
I get out of breath going upstairs easily with this Dad Bod. But that's how it is. That's how we live. That's how we roll. And roly-poly, in fact.
I like to roller skate.
I've never seen you roller skate a day in your life.
That's because you don't go to the roller skate rink. I used to, pre-pandemic. I was talking to our pumpkin pie the other day because this year is a big year, as you might know.
Oh, yeah, because she's going to be a decade.
A decade old. She's going to be 10, and although I've already cried about that a few times, and I told her that I would ground her if she decided to continue to turn 10, and she said, you can't do that, and I said, you're right, but I'm sad, and she laughed at me, and then I said, it's a big birthday, my dude, so what do you want to do? We'll go all out, and she wants to go roller skating, and we used to go roller skating together. A couple years ago when it felt safe to do things and but we're going to get back into it. We're going to have a big roller skate moment and I'm very excited to roller skate.
I don't recall you ever going roller skating at
all. We did several times. We were like doing that like every other weekend.
I certainly wasn't there. That's for sure.
You were watching the babies.
I don't remember you ever, not even to like a birthday party or anything.
I'm going to have to show you pictures because they exist.
Mandela effect is what's happening.
You literally have forgotten. It's because you didn't go, so you didn't like recognize. Because we like used to go on the weekends, and you'd stay with the babies, and me and Pumpkin Pie, we'd go play laser tag. She'd like do the jump stuff sometimes. We went because there's like this place, you know, the place Blazers.
Yeah,
and I'd bring her there. Like we were regularly doing that.
I don't recall.
We go roller skating. The laser tag was our favorite.
I feel like you might have went once and you've confused it.
We definitely went a few times. But it was like it was around that time. It was like late 2019 when we started going. So it wasn't like a lot. But it was definitely something we were trying to make regular because like she has her sisters are so much younger than her. I felt compelled to spend special time with her as the oldest sibling. Because I feel like a lot of times when you have like an older kid and then you have younger kids, things are kind of focused around what the younger kids can do and the older kid misses out on their age appropriate stuff. So I had made this effort to like do things just with her that were appropriate for her age. And we started doing that. And then the universe was like, ha, no.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
I know you
don't.
I see
that. I don't really recall what I did earlier today when it wasn't raining. Actually, you know what I do know? Earlier today, I went and I had the car washed and I had the underbody. I did the special like bubble cano and I watched all the little floofies
can't
and the floppies
that
and the bubbles.
Me and the kids, we would have loved that.
We can do it again. Yeah, we'll need to
paid
soon.
For it, so it's like,
yeah, but it's you can wash your car.
I
like,
guess it's
every
for the
day.
Experience. Like you don't have to go to wash the car; you go for the experience.
Exactly. You can go for like the $5 wash, and it still takes you through the entire track.
I love the bubbles.
Yeah, but
it's
now we just had a massive snowstorm hit us this week.
Massive.
We got, for Kentucky, I guess.
We got
it's 8 inches dumped on us in one day, and it is currently raining. The snow happened two days ago.
There's flood warnings now. So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I guess for Kentucky standards, 8 inches is a lot, but I'm a New
but
Yorker
not for yours.
And I hold my New York blood true to me. And for me, 8 inches is like, why did we shut the schools down for 2 days? So, you know,
you heard it here,
perspective.
Folks. For Tori, 8 inches is nothing.
This is a family-friendly podcast, so.
Yeah, I know. I know. We're talking about snow. Why does everybody always get confused when I talk about the snow? It's just snow, people. It's just snow.
It's snow, people. We love making snow, people.
Well, I mean, it's just snow. I don't think people need to get all torn up over snow.
I like snow.
Lots of inches of snow. But anyway, you guys, it is a new year. It is 2022.
And it feels like we're still in 2020, honestly.
Feels like 2019 to me.
Yeah, it just feels like happy new year. It's just...
It's not even happy. It's just year.
New year.
Again,
I hope that you're understanding my existential dread here, folks.
Yes. I like the way that you have kind of said that you look at it. I've seen other people look at it this way, too.
This is how I always looked at it, is that for me, the calendar new year. Well, I know you were about to say what I thought, but I was like, well, if you're going to say
what I thought, I have to just explain it yourself.
Yeah, because I know, like, I don't want to correct you. I'd rather just cut you off.
Both are rude and not really using manners, which we just talked about recently.
Anyway. I don't really do the calendar new year because that's a day for everybody to be like, cool, the calendar changed. For me, I very much personally hold true to my new year, which is my birthday. I think that's the time to decide to make goals and changes. I mean, I'm not much of a resolution person anyway, but for me, my new year is my birthday and the calendar new year is just a fun time to hang out with my family and stay up too late. So
that's not fun. We do that all the time anyway.
Yeah, but this is different because we have sparkling apple juice. So
yeah, that's true. If you're doing something in the name of celebration, that makes it different.
It does. You ever play Monopoly with 3 young children? Don't recommend, but the kids had fun.
I don't recommend playing Monopoly with adults, children, animals, no one. You're just going to get angry.
I have played Monopoly with my brother so many times since we were children, and every single time we've played, he's won. Not because he was winning. No, I was always winning, but we would get to the point where I was freaking bored and could not stand to sit there any longer, I would say, you win, and walk away.
We're done.
I think the last time this happened was like New Year's 2015, somewhere in that area, and I was like, no, I actually don't care anymore. I might own all the properties on the board, and I might be able to win in the next 20 minutes, but I do not want to do this.
I am finished.
I am
done.
Care. I am so done, sir. So, but speaking of resolutions, do you do resolutions? I ask as if I have not been with you for 7 years and already know the answer.
I have never been one to put myself over toward resolutions. I am perfect as I am.
Not true.
So I don't really need to resolve myself to be better. Yeah. There are things I would like to do. Like you said, I've wanted to do my own solo podcast where I talk about cryptids and monsters and things that are found in Kentucky. And I did one episode of it, and I haven't had time to do it because it involves me being able to be in here and do research and then take the time to record it. And we barely find the time to record this podcast.
And you would have to take time away from Rocket League for that.
I play Rocket League during the day. I can't record during the day anyway.
You could do your research, though.
I've done the research. I have the links. I need to record the episodes.
You wrote your scripts.
It's not really a script writing show. It's more of a, hey, I'm going to go talk about it.
It feels like
the thing is, I can write the script, but I also need to write music. That involves me taking the time to be able to come up here and sit and write more of the music.
That's true.
And I don't often get that time to myself because we have kid stuff, and then we have the you stuff. And then if I want to do music, you're going to be sitting up here watching TikTok, so I can't do anything then. So this is clearly all a you problem.
I don't even sit up here to watch TikTok. I think this is, though, I think this conversation is kind of an interesting take on, like, the reality relationships, because Jim and I, we have a pretty healthy relationship, but the other...
I don't think you just sit up here watching TikToks. That was me being...
Oh, no, I know, but what I'm saying is that, like, me, like, having this idea of, like, oh, you wanted to do this thing, and us having, like, this is a candid conversation, right? But that's the reality, is that, like, although we have this healthy relationship where we do communicate, we also both have, like, totally different lives outside of our relationship. And so, like, sometimes it's like, oh, we haven't caught up in a bit about what we're doing or whatever. And I think that's kind of an easy thing to happen in relationships, and it's not necessarily a bad thing so long as you take the time when you have it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're both up to different things all the time. So I feel
constantly.
Like it's hard to totally always know what the other one is up to. Yeah. Like, I mean, you wanted to do this podcast for a long time.
I've been wanting to. I like I said, I put out the one episode last year. It was either August or September. I can't remember. But I put it out, and then I it was August because it was right around the time of the... I don't remember if it was September or not now, but it was right around the time of the anniversary of the Hopkinsville goblin attack here in Kentucky.
That sounds real.
And it was, you're not the audience.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
I know.
But it was around then. So I'm thinking I put it out on September 13th because I feel like it was a Friday the 13th. So that was that.
You know, that sounds accurate because I remember you working on that.
And I wanted to do it constantly. And I put it in. I did the one. And I wanted to do the other. My second episode, my episode number two, is going to be about Kentucky Dogman sightings and the Beast of the Land Between the Lakes.
Are you going to do the thing about where the Kentucky meat rained? Or is that not
Kentucky meat rain? That would be a topic I could touch on.
That's probably the most interesting Kentucky thing to me is
that's
the,
one.
When it was raining meat in Kentucky.
I want to talk to our friend Andrea because she's, you know, a metaphysical person.
She's like a medium.
Exactly. She does all that stuff. She's a Kentucky-based...
she does tarot readings.
Yeah,
that
she's a very good. She's deeply rooted into all that stuff.
Yes.
And she's the caretaker over at Bethlehem Academy. And I'd love to honestly just have her come and talk about, like, minutely about that. And then tell us about the history of Bethlehem Academy. Do a Bethlehem Academy episode.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
So much cool stuff that I want to do. I want to go to Somerset. I want to go to the International Paranormal and Occult Research Museum. I want to go do that. But Somerset is like an hour and a half, 2 hours from here.
Well, and I think it's also still all of these things are always going to be complicated by being careful during a pandemic and protecting our kids.
I mean, I can wear a mask, but I wouldn't bring the kids.
Right, but it's
wouldn't
still,
bring the
I
kids
mean,
with
it's,
me.
You know, it's
but the
traveling.
Thing is, I would want to bring you to like help document
and that's
me
what I'm
for
saying.
This.
Like, I would love,
but
to
then we'd have
too.
To find someone to watch the kids,
right.
And you are not gonna give a crap about anything that I go there
no,
and talk
love,
to these people about.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, so this is a thing that I've talked to Jim about is that like I do not believe in all the stuff he finds really
anything.
Interesting. Yeah, but
at all.
I
this cup doesn't exist.
I find it really interesting to learn about what other people believe in. And so although I'm not going to go into this being like, yeah, this all sounds real, I'm going to be like, I like these stories. Like, I think it's interesting to hear the stories, whether I believe in them or not. And that's like anything that I hear. Like, I love hearing about people's beliefs and like what their lives are like. I was talking to a friend earlier today. I made a new friend through TikTok.
I made a new friend.
Another mom on TikTok. Like, I love it. And that wasn't it. That was
I forgot what
button.
Buttons was which yeah. ones. But anyway.
Were you trying to do the... Because I made a new friend.
Listen, it doesn't matter. Everyone just ignore the trauma dump. Unless you want to talk about something very traumatizing to you real quick just to make
okay,
it up.
Just real. When I was 9, my mom threw a table at me. Okay, so
there
anyway, so I made
Done.
A new friend. And...
All right, let's go. That was the one I actually wanted to hit.
And I had asked her about like some specific things in her life, and she ended up because we were doing like voice memos. Because as you know, I don't text; I do voice memos with all of my friends.
You talk.
I talk.
It's like a phone call, but not.
It's a phone call, but more convenient because you listen to the messages and respond when you have time, and it's not like I don't have to sit on my phone for an hour. Like someone can send me a message, I know they sent me the message, and I'll get to it when I have time. Maybe that's right now, maybe that's 20 minutes from now, but it's like a phone call without the pressure of having to respond right away. I love it.
Do you remember the Voxer app?
Yes.
That
was essentially it.
This
yeah.
has made that obsolete.
Yeah, absolutely. But so that's what I do. And so I asked her about some things, and she sends me like I think like 20 messages in a row, and it was like literally like 15 minutes of her just like talking about her life and her story. And afterwards she was like, I'm so sorry, like that was so much. And I was like, no, like I actually love it. Like you know like some people, they show you their wedding pictures or their vacation pictures, and you're like, okay,
cool,
I'm gonna smile
man,
enough
thanks.
I love it. Like, show me your wedding pictures, show me the pictures of your new baby, tell me everything. I care so much. I am so interested in it. Like, that's who I am. Like, I might not believe in cryptids, but like, tell me the stories. That's so interesting to me. Like, that's how I am. So
I do love the stories.
Yeah, so like your resolutions are more like goals for like
content. I want to make
it's content and like learning about things that are important to you.
I want to pivot. Because I'll still have my Jim Beard account, my TikTok account of us and like probably behind the scenes of like, oh, this is what Tori Phantom is really like, a goofy goober. but then I want to have my Jimothy Strange account where I pivot into maybe I say on this day in 1955, the beast of Butthole Road was spotted, and just read about that like a 60-second, like on this day in cryptozoological history.
That wasn't a word.
No, it wasn't. I'm going to have to learn to speak better.
Probably.
I got told I was so eloquent, and here I am, not being able to form half of a sentence. Cryptozoological history. But that's what I want to do. What are your plans for this newest year?
So I'll tell you again, this is not... So one of the reasons I really don't like resolutions is because I feel like it puts a lot of pressure on you. Like, you have to accomplish this. And I think that's why they say, like, most... resolutions are abandoned by February.
I'll say within the, like, the first week or something, isn't it?
Yeah, because people, they want to make these huge life changes and change everything about their life, everything about the way they function, and essentially just kind of like uproot all of the routines and implement something new. And that's not sustainable. That's not healthy. That's not going
to
work.
Well, that's what I liked about mine, is that, like, I'm going to give myself more work to do.
Well, for me personally, I would say that the things I could call New Year's resolutions are things that I started working on over the last few months on my own. And a big part of that for me is my mental health. And so, as I said, my new year starts on my birthday. And so I actually, this is the only people who listen to this podcast are going to know about this, but I drafted a video on TikTok on my 29th birthday. Now, my 29th birthday, I had a really bad day. My mental health was not great. My mental health typically isn't, but that's fine. But I made this video on my 29th birthday, and I don't even remember what sound I used, if I used the sound, if I was just talking, but it was kind of like, this is where I am now, and I want to be in a better place when I turn 30. Because I know a lot of people are like, really like, I don't want to turn 30. I'm so excited to turn 30. Like, let me tell you, the first 25 or so years of my life.
You're going
to
sing the song, right?
I'm turning 30. I wasn't gonna, but you said it, so I had to. But also, there's a new like song about turning 30 from Tick Tick Boom, about like Jonathan Larson. Anyway, so I'm excited to turn 30 because I feel like the majority of my life was just kind of like hard and bad. And like, of course, like right now, everything is complicated by pandemic and anxiety, but I really want to, I feel like situationally my life is better, but my brain, my mental health has a long way to go. And so when I turned 29, I had made that a goal of mine to really work on myself and get to a place where I feel better by the time I turn 30. And as you know, as I've talked about, like, I am in therapy now and I'm really working on that. And so, like, that's an ongoing goal of mine. And another goal that I have is to be healthier. And so, like, that involves eating more nutritious foods, like, because I feel like, you know, it's, of course, it's fat phobia and diet culture and whatever. And people look at me and they're like, oh, you're thin, you must be healthy. And it's just not true. You know, I eat too much fast food. I'm not a super healthy person. And so, like, that's something, again, I started doing before the new year, incorporating more fruits and vegetables into my diet because I just want to feel better. And I think that could help, you know, so it's just kind of trying to incorporate better things for my body and my mind ongoing. And that's kind of how I go about positive change in my life, is not through taking out the things I don't like about my behavior, but by adding good things in one at a time. And I find that this has worked for me through my life, in that slowly adding in good behaviors that are new behaviors leaves less room. As those new behaviors become routine, it leaves less room for the behaviors I'm trying to rid myself of. Yeah. And so it's more of a transitional change than a drastic change. And then those things have been more sustainable for me through my life. And that's what I want to continue down the path of doing. And so, like, those are just the things that I'm kind of have been working on, not so much a New Year's resolution, but just kind of goals of mine personally, is to work on both my mental and physical health.
And a lot of people will start at New Year's and they'll try to achieve some sort of positivity by addition through subtraction. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to be great this year. So starting January 1st, I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to stop eating cheeseburger, stop eating pizza, or stop doing whatever. And they just like try to stop. And yeah, that might work for some people, but the majority of people,
it doesn't, because you feel like you're being deprived. You feel like it's too hard, or you end up, because you're depriving yourself, you end up caving and like going overboard on that thing. And not necessarily even something like we consume, but just like a bad behavior, you know, like, yeah. Oh, I want to cut down on my screen time, so I'm going to limit myself to an hour a day. That's not going to work. You know, it's in progress. And I think that's the thing we have to keep in mind when we're trying to reach goals, is that we have to work to get to that goal. We can't start out at the goal. Like, so my goal is to have only an hour of screen time a day, but I'm currently at 20 hours a day. Like, that's not going to work. We can't just immediately do that. It's about slowly transitioning to that, you know, yeah. and incremental steps. And I think that is so much more important, valuable, and sustainable, because we are changing our routine over time instead of just trying to overhaul everything that we're used to. Because I feel like, you know, that's creature comfort. We're going to stick to our routines, what we know. And so that's just kind of, that's how I handle things, is to introduce good habits by like replacing it. So like, if I were trying to cut back on screen time, I'm going to read a book at night instead of looking at my phone.
That's true. That is good resolve. One resolution that I offer to the Phantom family out there virtually abroad is to leave us voice messages.
Yes.
Let us help you. We would like you to give us topics. Go on our anchor.fm/phantom-family-podcast. Go there. You can find a button to click to leave us messages, and you can give us all kinds of topics. We can share your voice message on the show. We can do an entire show based on your topic. We've got a few that are in the can that are there,
yes,
that are upcoming great topics that we want to use. So we want to give you the content that you want to hear. And what better way to do that is to have you tell us exactly what you want to hear. We are happy to do it. You can also give support on there, become monthly subscribers. That is not 100% necessary for you to do. It does help us. We recently took some, and we've invested, and we've gotten a new mixer. We've got new microphones. We've got all kinds of great stuff. And that's because of you folks, our little Phantom family. We appreciate you so very much.
She
in
was
the year
just
past
talking your ear off right now too, because I am silently signaling to our 5-year-old to come here and give me a hug, because she just appeared.
Yes, she
and
did.
So she needs hugs. So we're going to end the show, but yep, thank you all for joining us. We would love to hear from you.
She said bye-bye.
And yeah. So catch us on TikTok. I am Tori Phantom.
Tori Phantom on TikTok.
Everywhere.
Tori
just,
Phantom
just, you can
Instagram.
Google me, I guess.
Facebook account for it. I am at Jim Beard on TikTok. I am at Jimmy Nips, K-N-I-P-P-S. The K is silent. At Jimothy Strange on Instagram as well, and Twitter at Jim on the Air. I've got a bunch of different handles. I'm not as consistent as Tori,
yeah,
with the
you're
naming.
Not as consistent, but thank you all for hanging out with us. Let's put this to bed.
Yeah, so this is a quick New Year's check-in. We're gonna put you to bed. We love you all so much. Have a great
sleep
and wonderful brand new year.
Sweet dreams.
Squirrely girl, you want to say goodnight?
Say goodnight.
Say go to sleep. Tell him to go to sleep.
Tell him to go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Bye-bye.